Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Consumer groups criticize websites for manipulating children in the name of profit. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Consumer Reports WebWatch and the MediaTek Foundation recently gave video cameras to parents from 10 families and asked them to videotape children visiting their favorite game websites like Webkinz and Nick Jr. Study author Warren Buckleitner, editor of the Children's Technology Review, says the video show children being manipulated too often and being brought to tears by enticing offers that ultimately disappoint.
Sometimes I was angered by what I saw. There were some examples of some manipulative behavior on the part of the publisher. And, you know, when you see a little kid getting tricked, it bothers you.
So give me an example of one of those instances that sort of made you angry.
Well, the most obvious one was when a five-year-old boy, he had gone into nickjr.com and seen some free games. And I use quotations around the word free. When he went to play this game, he started it up and so on. The screen went blank and said, you need to pay. He's playing along, and all of a sudden, this 30-second trial ran out. I'm sorry, 30 minutes. So after a half hour with this thing, he's just left hanging. And he burst into tears, and, you know, it was a nasty scene.
In fact, we have the audio from that little video clip that we can play now so folks can get a sense of how this kid felt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time. Can we pay? Do they want us to pay now?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
So that was the kind of thing, you know, you have a kid who's driven by this desire to play with a favorite character, and a parent who's sort of stressed and wanting to satisfy that need, and it's, you know, it's a pretty decent game, but the end result is you've got a kid in tears and a parent who's frustrated.
Your study also found that companies get pretty creative and aggressive with trying to insert their brands into the minds of children. How do some sites do that?
The most obvious one of these sites is published by General Mills, which obviously makes a cereal and other food items. And you can play games in a site called Millsberry.com. You know, it's this virtual town where you can go around and play with cereal-related games. And kids aren't always clear that, you know, they just want to play games. And the fact that they're watching an advertising for Trix in order to earn money to, you know, buy clothing for their avatar and so on. They're just being bombarded by commercial messages. And more than just watching, they're actually participating in the game where they're steering giant Cheerios around in a raft game or jumping over hurdles that have the Trix logo on it and that kind of thing.
In a way, though, isn't this just basically how capitalism works? This is what companies do. And, you know, where's the real harm to children here, if any?
What I find harmful or distressing is that kids are they're crying too much. I mean, it's just an upsetting experience when they can't do what they want. The other thing as an educator is that they're spending too much time with mind junk food instead of more rich activities that some of the websites offer.
Warren Buckleitner conducted an ethnographic study of children and websites for Consumer Reports WebWatch. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.